The laws of Birkat HaMazon. So the Birkat HaMazon, as we learned, is one of the only berachot, if not the only beracha, that was instituted from the Torah itself. As the Pasuk says, Ve'achalta v'savarta u'berachta et Hashem Elohecha al ha'aretz ha'tova asher natan lach. From the Torah also, one is obligated to make three berachot. Although the Torah doesn't tell us the text of these berachot, that was established by the Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote us the text of the first beracha. Yehoshua ben Nun wrote us the text of Nodeh Lecha when he came into Eretz Yisrael. And David HaMelech and Shlomo, they gave us the text of Rachem when they came into Yerushalayim and they built the Beit HaMikdash. The fourth beracha, as we know, is Midrabbanan. That was established by the Rabbanan, by the Hakamim, after the miracle that took place in the city of Beter. The Halakha also tells us that the berachot are interdependent with each other, which means if a person doesn't know all the three berachot, so he cannot make one out of the three. He cannot say, well, I only know the Birkat HaZan, so let me make Birkat HaZan. No, Birkat HaMazon has to be made all the three berachot. If he doesn't know the three berachot, he cannot make the Birkat HaMazon. Now the fourth beracha is separate, but the three berachot are considered a package. Shelosha berachot lirishonot shel Birkat HaMazon me'akevot zu et zu. לפי שכולם חיובה מן התורה ומי שאינו יודע לברך שלושתן אינו אומר אפילו אחת מהם. So if he doesn't know all three, does not even make one. And based on this, we have a big question on the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai in Baghdad, 100 years ago, saw that there were many ladies that were illiterate, that they didn't know how to read Hebrew. They knew how to eat, but they did not know how to make Birkat HaMazon in the Lashon HaKodesh. Certainly, they could not read three berachot, they can't read the whole Birkat HaMazon. So he established for them an abridged version of the Birkat HaMazon in Aramaic, and the version went, Berich Rahmana Elahana Malka De Alma Mare Dehai Pita. Berich Rahmana Dezan Lechola. Finished. So one line, bless God for the bread that He gave us. Berich Rahmana Dezan Lechola. Bless God that He gives, you know, sustenance to all. Now, we understand what the Ben Ish Chai was trying to do. He wanted the ladies to at least say some sort of blessing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this was his establishment. Chacham Avadia says, what do you mean? We just learned that all the berachot are me'akev. So even if you want to tell me that this abridged version could take care of the first beracha, there's no Nodeh Lecha, there's no alakol. How did the Ben Ish Chai deny that halakha or forget that halakha? So Chacham Avadia wants to say, he didn't forget the halakha, this is for ladies. And there's a whole question what the obligation of ladies in Birkat HaMazon is in the first place. Especially when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, Nodeh Lecha, they don't have to say Berit v'Torah because they don't have Berit. They're not obligated to study Torah. They didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, maybe for ladies, the Ben Ish Chai was lenient to put this one line. However, there is another version, which is an abridged version of the Birkat HaMazon, which actually includes all the three berachot. If you want to hear that version, it goes like this. You say the first beracha completely. That they didn't compromise on. Then they say the following. Nodeh lecha Hashem Elokeinu, asher hata labotenu eretz hamdat u'barchaba, venatata lanu berit v'torah v'lechem nasoba, baruch ata Hashem al ha'aretz v'al ha'mazon. So you put the second beracha, you made it short. Rachem Hashem ma'alim wa'al yisrael amak, v'yushalayim ha'melchut bet David Mashiach, v'tagdil mehera kivod ha'bait nachamenu v'kiflayim, baruch ata Hashem boneh berachamav, b'nyan Yerushalayim. Baruch ata Hashem elokim malkam ha'el abinu malkenu, המלך הטוב המתביב לכולו הוא היטיב ומתיב לנו לגמלנו גמלנו גמלנו וחיים וחמים ולב הסבכות טוב עושה שלום ומרומיו. So it's a shorter ברכת המזון. This is brought down in the Kolbo, and the Rama also brought down in Darkei Moshe in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph this custom. Now, the question is, today do we have a reason to print this abridged version of the Birkat HaMazon. Hakam Avadia was vehemently against printing it, Bizman Azeh, for the simple reason that initially it was printed for illiterate people. Today, Baruch Hashem, the men read, the ladies go to Bet Yaakov, the girls go to Yeshiva, and they read also. And even if those people that can't read, Baruch Hashem, we have books today that have transliteration, where they write the Berachot in English, so you can read it with the Hebrew transliteration. So to write a short Birkat HaMazon, you're running into problems. What's going to end up happening? Even the people that can read will start reading the short Birkat HaMazon. Although they're not going to cut down from the eating. The eating they have time for, but to Birkat HaMazon, then they come in a rush. And now we're going to have a kilkul. So Hakam Avadia ruled against making this abridged version. Now, of course, if a person is sick, bar minan, where he can't say more than that, then the abridged version, by all means, is a good idea. And if there is some, you know, Baal Teshuvah that came in and cannot read and so on and so forth, it's a good idea. But to go in a mass publication of this shortened Birkat HaMazon clearly is not a good idea. Especially that we know that it was from the Torah. And the Sefer HaHinuch writes that anybody that's careful in Birkat HaMazon, he's guaranteed to have his parnasah bechavod for his whole life. So why would we want to play around with this abridged version? Furthermore, Hakam writes over here, "Va'ata shetehilot la'el yitbarach rabu hanashim alumdot bebet sefer biyaldutam viyodot kero v'chetov ivrit chova l'hanichan lebarket v'kamazon ki ya'ale hadavar biyadam menaket." It's easy. Ve'im mitrashelot ta'onis mutal amish yakol lemchot ve'enu mocheh. Now, there is a group that says, you're right, Rabbi, but we want to make the Birkat HaMazon short so the people can have Kavanah, because there's four Berachot and not having Kavanah. The answer to that is that somebody that's not having Kavanah in four Berachot will not have Kavanah in an abridged version either. It's either you're Mekaven or not Mekaven, which means the same person doesn't have Kavanah when he says, Shakon Yabed Baro. You can't get a shorter Berachah than that, he doesn't have Kavanah. So why do you think he's going to have Kavanah in the short Birkat HaMazon, which is clearly bigger than Shakon Yabed Baro? If a person is going to Mekaven, he's going to Mekaven. And secondly, this problem of not having Kavanah always existed. You think in Baghdad, everybody that said Birkat HaMazon had Kavanah, the Beit Ishai didn't establish the short Birkat HaMazon for the not Mekavenim. He established it for the illiterate people. It seems that not having Kavanah is not an excuse to write a short Birkat HaMazon. The answer to that is, have Kavanah. That's the tikkun. Are we going to start making a short Amidah now because people cannot have Kavanah in the whole Amidah? And then you start to make the whole religion two pages because it's too long for everybody, and maybe we cannot read the Sefer Torah either on Shabbat because it's a long parasha. We can't have Kavanah, so then the whole thing is going to become shortened. That we did not entertain. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, we should follow the text of the Birkat HaMazon and the Sidur, the four Berachot, Ketiknam, and then already we do not have to rely on these shortcuts.